This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon, Douglas County, and welcome to another episode of Your Q. This is Shannon Sebastian, and today is Veterans Day, which to me is just such an important day of the year because every day we should be giving thanks to our veterans. Every day we should be saying thank you because the freedoms that we do have are because of the men and the women that serve. And so, I'm almost emotional about this, y'all, because I really am passionate about it. But I have the honor today. Usually I say I'm blessed, but today I truthfully feel honored because I have three wonderful gentlemen who have served our country in the studio with me today. And so we're just going to talk about, honestly, a lot of different things. But today's their day, and it's about them, and it's about the wonderful things they have done and continue to do to serve. And a lot of times you just have that heart for service, and that's why you made that decision to serve your country. But then also, you get out, you still have that heart for service. And that's very apparent with these gentlemen in the room today. So I would like to welcome Chris Newman and David West and Dana Foley. And we have Dana's wife in here, so we got support staff. And so thank you, gentlemen, for being here today. And if I could, Chris, I'm going to ask you to start us off and just tell us about what branch of the armed forces you served and just a little bit about you.
So I served in the U.S. Army Reserves. I was activated in 2002 and served in Iraq between 03 and 04. I was deployed for 14 months out in the desert. I was a mechanic for a combat engineer battalion. It was truly an honor to serve.
Well, thank you for your service. I really appreciate that. And Dave, if you want to tell us a little bit about your time served?
Yeah, I spent 26 and a half years in the Army and Army Guard. Most of it was Guard. When my unit was activated in 04, we went over. I came back in 05, and I was medically discharged due to injuries over there. So put in 26 and a half years.
Well, thank you so much for your service. That is amazing. Okay, and we got our guy with the big smiles in here, Dana. Dana, tell us about your service.
Well, I'm with the United States Army. I served from 69 to 73, Vietnam era. So served in Coo Chi with the Special Forces 5th Group. And I returned home, have a family. We've raised 6 here in Douglas County. 3 have joined the military. We have two still active, oldest boy. He's Navy. He's got probably 17 years under his belt, becoming a, what's the name? Let's see, it'd be, I can't remember his rank, but I know he's up there in rank. And my youngest boy, which is a Marine, he served about 14 years fresh out of high school, and he has done 3 deployments in Afghanistan. So, and now he is serving here stateside, winding down his 20. He's in New Jersey, believe it or not, right now, heading up a unit that's a reserve unit over there by Fort Dix, New Jersey, where I originally took basic service before I took off for Southeast Asia. So, there you go.
So, you've served and you have your kids serving. So, I'm going to come back to you here really quick. It's like, once you've been in the service and you kind of know and stuff the experiences, I think that it would be like, you know what your children are signing up for. So you signing up versus your children signing up, how did that feel?
I did not promote it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't something I brought home at the dinner table, you know. Being here in Douglas County, they graduated from Sutherland, all 3 of them. My daughter, Laura, she did 10 years in Navy intelligence. She's out now. She took care of the GI Bill. The GI Bill covered everything. She's working
now
on her master's. She works over at Mercy. She's the charge nurse. So, very smart girl. I don't know who her dad is.
I have a friend, Catherine, and I shared this with you guys. We had lunch yesterday, which was super fun. Thank you again for that, Chris. She ended up marrying a Marine, and then he became a Marine recruiter, which I learned yesterday is a special breed kind of from you guys, because then you're really getting people signed up to go in. And they have three children, and all three of their children have enlisted in the Marines, so they have two active duty right now. And what I learned from her is...
It's called bragging rights.
Yeah. Oh, she is a proud mom. She loves her husband, and I've seen all their time in the service and the Marine balls and all the different things, and got to help her do outfits for that and stuff like that. So it's just been, there's just such a deep sense of pride, and she has a special thing for all of them, and she posts them every so often with all their plaques, and she wears red every Friday. And I mean, so this is a Marine mama. So I just know that deep sense of pride that you can have, but also that pit of your stomach that you must also have.
Sure. And there's a lot of benefits that follow you when you get out of the military that, you know, the young people maybe know about or don't know about when they join. But when they initially leave, I mean, there's a support group there for you also. You know, you got veteran service officers that are going to help you, and there's going to be a lot of doors that open to you from the private sector that you can walk into and have a great job that'll take care of you the rest of your life. So just working, going and serving in the military, you know, and then you decide to get out, it doesn't end there. So there's a lot of doors that'll still open for you right when you get out of the military.
As it should. Yeah. Honestly, as it should. So, I mean, people go away for many different periods of time. I mean, even between the three of you, there's, you know, differences in the time served, but it's like serving your country is serving your country, and we should be trying to figure out how to make that piece of coming home and getting back in and acclimated and employed and all of that as easy as possible. So anyway, I'm just really excited you guys are here. So I know some of you were in the parade today. How does that feel, Chris? When it come to you, I know you had a float and you did 4th of July and stuff with Dana and myself. So what's that feel like when you are in the parade? Do you feel the gratitude or the appreciation from the people on the streets? Because I sure did 4th of July.
Yeah, I do. It's amazing to see the level of support Douglas County gives its veterans in the community. You know, coming down, seeing all the people lined up in the streets almost brings tears to your eyes.
Yeah.
We were out there today, had a couple dozen flags, and every time we passed an old Korea War vet or World War II vet, he had his hat on that said Army or Navy. I'd mm-hmm. go grab an Army or Navy, you know, or a Marine flag and hand it to him, and just see the smile on his face.
Aww.
Just to realize that level of gratitude. You know, a simple flag didn't cost me hardly nothing, but it was still, you know, something as a gesture. And to be able to give that to somebody, you know, for those veterans that came long before me, they're still around. You know, we're losing World War II vet and Korea vets every day. And so when you see one, it should be an honor, and never,
absolutely,
never underestimate what that person did.
Absolutely.
It's not too often, you know, we've done parades before, and when you do come up to an older veteran, you know, they just say, well, geez, thank you for thanking me for my service, because I never hear from anybody else. So a simple gesture goes a long way with the older gentleman. So especially, I get to meet a lot of families when we do the VFW Honor Guard team, and we go to the Roseburg National Cemetery and perform military honors for the families. And that's a sad time, you know. There's a lot of grieving there from the family, and to get their feet back on the ground, and you know, the passing of loved ones. So right now, like I said, it's total 180 degrees. You're in an atmosphere where, you know, people are celebrating your service, and they're just happy to be out there, you know, the spectators and the participants. So it's a two-way street, you know. Without
right.
the participants, you're not going to have the spectators, and the spectators are there to support you. And it does give you goosebumps when they cheer, you know, and it's something you don't see normally. So, you know,
absolutely.
Of course, when you're in a wartime, you're not being cheered on.
Right.
No.
Well, You know, I said yesterday when we were at lunch with doing the 4th of July parade, and both of you guys participated in that, and thank you
sure.
for that. And
absolutely.
It was fun.
It was fun. That, you know, it was kind of thrown together in a small amount of time. It doesn't have the tradition like the veterans.
That's a military way.
But yeah, it was just like,
hurry up and wait.
Just throw it together. We'll make this happen.
Absolutely.
MacGyver
Short
this
notice.
Thing. Yeah. That's how it happened. But when we went back to the office, Alan had said, well, you know, are you going to do this again? Are you going to whatever? And I just wept because I said, I've never felt the level of gratitude from people just grateful to be out, because it was one of the first, very first events post-COVID, you know, with things starting to open back up, for children to have some sense of normalcy or whatever. So I think the parade brings joy in so many different aspects. But Veteran Day is special because it's honoring all of you and all the servicemen and women that have served. And so I love that. And I'm glad that it was special today. So super excited about that. But we have one of the things that we talked about at the start of the show was that you guys served, but you really haven't stopped serving. And so those are some of the things that we're going to talk about on the different segments of today's show. And so, like, Chris has his own, is the owner of Patriot Stump Grinding, which is amazing. He actually just, I had him come out and give us an estimate and do some work at my father-in-law's, and who's an old timber faller. And so to get to watch Chris in action was so cool for him. Not much impresses him, truthfully, that he's just that guy. And he was like, it was really cool. And the problems are solved. So if anybody needs anything, call Patriot Stump Grinding. We'll talk about that some more and plug that some more a little bit later.
And it really beats going down to like A1 rental of some rental place and trying to get a stump grinder when you got Chris over here with modern technology. He'll come in and grind that stump up in half the time. And listen, people, he does a great job.
Oh, he does an excellent job. And then he called back to make sure that we were happy. It's like, who does that? Like, who takes the time to come out, estimate, give you, do the service, and then call you after they've done it to make sure that you're happy? Chris Newman does. That's who he does. Yeah, I'll have you come out. And I tell everybody. So, and then Dave, you're representing the VFW Hall today. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about some of the programs you have there, and one in specific. And then Dana, you had already mentioned that, you know, you had done the honor guards and things like that. So it's like,
yes,
here you guys are still serving.
Correct.
So
volunteering.
Yeah,
yeah.
Volunteering. Just because we, you know, our enlistments are done doesn't mean our dedication to our country hasn't gone away.
Yeah. And I just think that that's
giving back to the community.
Yeah, it's
really
just so amazing.
When you have a 4-year-old call you up to thank you for the meat.
Aww.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Oh, you're getting choked up and you're choking me up. Doggone it. I can't even look at him. But anyway, I think that, and I'm excited to talk about that because I think it is such a huge, worthy program that we can make much bigger in Douglas County with all the outdoorsmen and outdoors women that we have out there. So I think we are going to take a break here, and we will be back in just a couple moments. This is Shannon Sebastian. We're on 1240 AM KQEN News Radio. Be back in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back, everybody. And I must have to say again, I told the guys this happens sometimes when we have fun in the studio. It's like, oh, that's our cue. Here we go. We're back on the radio. So this is Shannon Sebastian, your cue, and we're celebrating, uplifting, and educating Douglas County on the show. And today is Veterans Day, reiterating that, and I have three wonderful veterans in the office, in the studio. Can you tell I normally work in an office? But, and that's Chris Newman, David West, and Dana Foley. And so, Chris, I'm going to put you in the hot seat now. So you are the owner of Patriot Stump Grinding. We said that earlier.
Yes, ma'am.
And so you started that company. I'm going to let you tell the story and how this has come to be, because I love this. I love how you started it.
Patriot Stump Grinding in February of 2020. I'd worked for the railroad here locally. Our parent company got bought out, and as a result of that, they had a substantial number of layoffs, and I found myself without a job at the beginning of coronavirus. My wife's a school teacher here in town, and so we kind of flip-flopped. She became the breadwinner, and I decided to start my own business from scratch, and came up with a lot of different ideas on what to name my business. And my kids were born in New England, and so it kind of became natural that we said, hey, Patriot Stump Grinding. And I love my country. People see me around town. I fly flags on the back of my trailers. So as things progressed, we had different job sites where there's extra wood left over, and customers asked me to remove the wood, and I'd kind of throw up ads on Facebook or Craigslist, hey, free wood for veterans, because I'm a vet, I want to take care of my fellow vets. And the need like instantly popped up, and I get more requests for wood than I have wood. Then we had the Archie Creek fire, which was devastating for our community and its residents. One of the few things that came out of it that was good was Pacific Power paid to clean up a lot of that downed wood, and they pulled that wood out of the woods, and they started splitting it out in Glide, and the company out there caught wind from Dana that they were giving away firewood, and kind of seized that opportunity, talked to their managers. So I'd go stump grinding during the daytime. At the end of the day, I would get a trailer load of firewood already packed, ready to rock and roll, and we'd deliver it pretty much that night to different needy veterans, and kind of just snowballed from there. We've got different residents in the community that have donated decks and decks of wood. So we've got a substantial amount of wood. So far, year to date, we've donated over 200,000 pounds of firewood delivered for free to local veterans and their widows. I wanted to make sure we also took care of the widows of veterans, because those are people we take care of.
So if you need free firewood, Chris Newman's number is 541-802-6061. Definitely call him after 11 o'clock at night when he's trying to sleep.
I'm used to working night shifts, so that doesn't bother me either.
I knew we weren't going to get through this hour unscathed, because this fella is, like I told you, he's a character.
So it's interesting, though, when we donate firewood, because, you know, there's wide swaths of individuals we donate to. We've donated firewood to individuals that are basically burning twigs and leaves. You want to talk about a tearjerker? You know, you show up and there's a single wide trailer, an individual burning twigs and leaves, completely out of firewood, in the dead of winter. That's to be able to bring 2 quart of wood to that individual and have instant heat in his house.
I can't even imagine the gratitude. Honestly, I mean that's a matter of survival and thriving and hope.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that you even realize maybe the impact. I know it impacts you, but I can't even imagine being on the receiving end of that and what despair a person might be in. Like, I can't physically do this for myself. I can't, I don't know who to call. You know, maybe they don't have as many family members or anybody that could do it either or is willing. And for you to come in and not even know somebody and for you guys to offer that and deliver it to their door is just, I mean, honestly, that's just so huge. And thank you on their behalf. I mean, you need so much credit for what you do. It's truly beautiful.
It's a small thing we do. I mean, in some aspects, but in other aspects, like you said, it's big. And we take some of the proceeds we make, you know, and give it back to our community. Being on this show, you know, getting the word out there, that's the key. Is in all three of our cases here, that's what we need, is to get the word out to the community, because there's a lot of veterans out there that have a hard time asking, and there's a lot of veterans that aren't on the internet. Sometimes they're on the radio. You know, a lot of the people I contact and talk to, they're, you know, get the word from a friend or from the newspaper or from their grandkids or great grandkids said, hey, great grandma, she's in need of wood. Mm-hmm. Can you give her a call?
And I would like to think, sorry, Dana here, I'm just popping in that when you mentioned the paper, it's like people need to know that you've spent money. Like, this is wood that you may receive at jobs that you're at, you know, and then you're repurposing it and cutting it up and going through all of a lot to get it out there. But that's your gas. That's your gas in your tank, your gas in your saws, your wood splitters. You've made advertisements for this. You've made posters. Like, you have put money into this, Chris, and you're not giving yourself enough a pat on the back. So I'm here to do that for you, because that was one of the reasons why this show was actually created, is to thank people like the three of you who are out there making a difference in the community and not getting that spotlight put on you. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the community. Thank you for everything you do. And just know that it does have a big impact. And the ripple effect, I hope, is people will pay it forward, or somebody else will be inspired by something that they hear today and start something, because that is a problem with a program like yours, is it's like it just needs air and stuff to get its wings going, and it's hard to do it. It's not inexpensive.
It's definitely done that, though. It started as something small and truly has gotten way bigger than myself. And I think we'll hear all three stories similar to that.
Right.
And which is amazing. You know, when people start volunteering and get behind your cause, that's when you know you live in a good place.
Right. So give out your phone number one more time. It probably won't be the last time. Dana, here you go.
So my phone number.
Chris's phone number is 541-802-6061. And please call him after 11 o'clock at night.
In all seriousness, though, if you do call and I don't answer, I'm probably working or doing something different. But please leave your name, number, or, you know, send me a text message. And I will recall, you know, get back
Absolutely.
To you.
Is there a certain area? Because I know
within
reason.
We don't go down
reason,
to California and deliver.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lane County's out of the call. Douglas County in general, yes, within reason. Reedsport, if we're over in that area, but if not, let's say Roseburg, Sutherland, maybe Glide, down
areas.
Here in Myrtle
yeah,
Creek,
yeah,
that general area.
Yeah, down, you know, Myrtle Creek, things like that. I mean, the realization is price of fuel's high.
It
and
is.
And we are, you know, delivering this for free. So
right.
That's what we try to aim for.
And that's why I wanted to ask that, because I want people to have realistic expectations, too. It's like you're trying to do this and you're trying to get it out to them, but realistically, driving, you know, 60 miles one way is, might be a stretch. But in that aspect, I'm wondering if people might be willing to donate to your cause,
well, actually,
too.
Well, they can come pick the wood up also.
That's true.
So
we didn't mention
so
that.
So if you've got a distance to drive and you have a vehicle to pick it up in, we can assist in loading, and then kind of you'd be on your own once you leave. So,
yeah, that's true.
That's an alternative.
Right. Or somebody, you know, a family member. But anyway, so I thank you for that, and thank you for coming up with it. And basically, you're not wasting, because you're repurposing wood that's already there that somebody's saying, please get this off our property.
And
because Snowmageddon took a lot of trees. A lot of us have a lot of trees, so.
People ask me, they're like, hey, Chris, do you want to get into the firewood business? You know, start selling it. And it's like, I'm busy enough, you know, doing stump grinding. I've been blessed with that. But the answer is there's so much to give and so many people to help. There are, you know, great companies out there that do firewood. And I'm not stepping on any of their toes. We're just looking for an opportunity to give back to the veterans. You know, we try to deliver on average between a cord and a half to two cords to every veteran. Or their widows that give us a call. I can't guarantee more than that, only because there's so many people. Like right now, mm-hmm. I've got 15 people on my list that need firewood. And so we're just, at this point, we're looking for, you know, some help to get that firewood split.
Not so much help, but we're looking for also people that have down wood already that are willing to donate it. Now, not to be particular about it, but if you have rotted wood, please save us the time. But if you have decent wood that'll produce heat when you burn it, then we'd love to hear from you. And that phone number is 541-802-6061.
Thanks, Dana.
We've got that out. We got that, and call Chris, and we will get you some warmth and some much needed wood for those in need who have served our country. So you're just doing them a solid after the fact. So I just, again, I think it's fabulous. And so thank you. Thank you again. Thank you for everybody that volunteers, because you've said, you know, you have people come out and also pitch into the cause for cutting it up and splitting it up and loading it up. And so
we've actually got some corporate sponsors now that have actually come out and wanted to help. So we've got Thinking Sons Overgrown Landscaping. They've donated their time to help come out and split and buck wood. We've got Brandon from Oregon Life Homes has donated money to help the cause, help pay for some of the fuel and the expenses. We've got a lot of other individuals, church groups, Boy Scouts, different groups that have come out and helped us, and I can't thank them enough.
Absolutely. And if there is somebody that wants to donate to the cause or whatever, Dana's given you the phone number. Maybe before 11, but give Chris a call. And
if they want to donate, I'll answer the phone anytime.
Yeah. Should that separate dial one or dial two for this. But and also, I want to go back to your company, though, too, because the reason why that you're able to bless people is that you're out there and you're doing your stump grinding business. And in some of this, that's how it originally started. So if people have any needs, I think when you came out to the ranch, we had about everything of every size. So we had small, medium, minis, large, all whatever, and root came balls, home and it was gone.
So, and yeah, we're able to, I've got several machines now. I've been blessed. You know, I've grown my business. We've got multiple machines that take care of stumps very quickly. We've got a large Vermeer SC70. It's diesel powered, got Caterpillar diesel in it. Makes quick work of things. I've also got a very small machine that's also on rubber tracks that can sneak in through backyards, things like that, take care of smaller stumps. And so I've got a tool for every job, and licensed, insured, bonded. Been doing this for a couple of years now, and pride myself in doing a very good job, thorough cleanup, making it look like it was never there.
Yeah, and I can testify to that. So thank you again, and I think we're going to just take a quick break, and then Dave, you're on. We're going to talk about what's happening in your world. So this is Your Cue here in Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Be back in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Okay, we are back. Again, too much fun happening. These guys are characters, so. Today's Veterans Day. I like to reiterate that every time. So if you're out and about and you see somebody with their hat on or their shirt on, thank them for their service. Not just today, but every day. So it's kind of like when Christmas rolls around and everybody's charitable feelers get going and everybody's charitable, but my philosophy is that should be every day, 365. We should be kind and bless others and you know, just be good Samaritans, 365. So think of veteran, 365. Dave West, thank you, David, for being here today again.
You're welcome.
This is a program that I originally heard about from my son, Garrett, and really passionate about. So you were the founder, or are the founder, of the Wildlife Advocacy for Veterans in Need. And so tell us a little bit about that and how you started it and, you know, what your mission statement is. And
well, I started this program back in 2008. I came back from Iraq, spent 2 years in the hospital, and when I got out, I had no job. My employer, nope, you're too beat up. So I needed something to do with my time. And a friend of mine had some problem with some deer destroying his crops. We got with Fish and Wildlife. They gave out specialty tags. And I asked them what we can do with that meat. He said, you can do whatever you want except for sell it or make money off of it. So I decided, well, I'm a veteran, and there are a lot of veterans in need for meat, so we took out the problem animals. My friend Eddie Ross, him and his mother were with me from pretty much day one on the program. We'd go out and hunt properties for nuisance animals with the permits. And then about a year in, the State Patrol got a hold of me and asked me if we would like the meat that they donate. This is not roadkill. I can't stress that enough. These are confiscated animals from
poaching like
or animals that got caught up in a fence or something like that. And we package it up. We give it out to the needy veterans, needy families. Veterans do have preference, but we have probably 95% of the meat goes out to needy veterans, and maybe 5% are non-veterans, but the meat doesn't do us any good sitting in the freezer.
Right.
So we will, if we have some non-veterans that are in dire need, we will help them out as well, but preference is on veterans.
So how does somebody, if they are in need, how do they get on your list? Do you have a list, or how does somebody let you know?
They can give me a call. My phone number, 541-554-6425. They can also stop by the Roseburg VFW. If Mike, the commander, is there, or I am there, we can dish out meat at that time. We break the meat down into packs, and we try to make each pack for a family of four, and we try to give out 2 weeks worth of meat per family. And I just did a calculation just before I came down here. Since this program started, we have fed 7,721 people.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of takes my breath.
That's amazing.
I'm getting all my feelers again here. Like, that is absolutely amazing. You should be so proud of yourself. Again, you know, like Christopher, starting something that's started and just taken off. I'm imagining, since you're saying that these 2 weeks is, you know, what you're giving out, that there is still a lot of need.
Yes, there is. I can actually go through a freezer worth of meat in about 2 weeks, and this is all by word of mouth.
And so if you I know how it works, so I want to kind of ask questions of people who may not. So first of all, you said they could stop by the VFW, so I want to make sure that not all my listeners may know exactly where that's at. So can you tell us where the VFW is at?
Well, the VFW post is located at 1127 Walnut Street in Roseburg. And to come in to pick up the meat, if you're not going to bother calling, you can try us on a Tuesday and Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. If the door is locked, then you'd have to try and make a phone call. But I suggest if you're just going to drive in. Also, there's a possibility if you're lacking food at home, we do have dry goods. We do food drives occasionally. You can request, you know, dry food goods to go along with the meat also if, you know, we have the supply there. So we do carry, we give you like two or three bags, and you fill up whatever you choose out of the VFW post along with Dave's food. So
that's excellent. And what about, so we've talked about then how people go, when to show up to call you, and we'll give your number out a couple more times, but what if somebody's out in the woods and say they get something and decide to donate it?
Then we need a transfer tag. And once we have a transfer tag, then we can legally possess it and put it through the program. I have had a few hunters that have donated. They were, you know, trophy hunters, or they had multi-tags that they filled, and everything that we bring in is something that has been brought in legally or confiscated by the police, and they donate it to us. In fact, I just picked up a deer from them today.
Excellent.
A few years ago, I had tried to go elk hunting. I went out 7 days in a row, spent a total of 30 minutes in the woods, did not fire a single shot, and had to process 7 elk.
So somebody out amazing. There wasn't doing what they were supposed to.
So, yeah, we during the seasons, we get quite a few come in, and that's actually what supports this program, is the donations from, like I said, Fish and Wildlife, State Patrol, County Police. We even have had Roseburg City Police donate a deer that we had to go up in the hills here and put down. It had been tangled up in a fence and was suffering a couple of broken legs, so
poor thing.
We went up and we put it down, processed it, and it has already been long gone by feeding vets.
I just had that happen Tuesday morning at my house. A big buck got his head stuck in the power lines that come down off the post and between the fence, and I thought, oh my gosh, to see it thrash, I thought it was going to break its neck, so I'm panicking trying to call for help. And then all of a sudden he just broke free. But I thought that was, so I mean, I've literally seen where I thought that was going to happen. So I think one thing I would say too is if you are a hunter, which my family, we are all hunters, and I have 3 boys who are avid outdoorsmen. 2 of them hunt and fish all the time, everywhere. We go different states and everything. But is to take care of the animal properly, just like if you were going to put it on the table for your family. I would just say to be super respectful and take care and treat that animal when you are out in the woods, and bring it back as clean as possible and taken care of, because I think that's really important. Really, sometimes the taste of the meat or just how well it's taken care of out there can directly affect that. So I would hope that people would do it just like they would if they were at home before they drop it off to you.
Yeah, we haven't had too many home drop-offs, but the ones that we have had, I have to say that I was really happy with the way they had processed the cleaning of the animal. We've only had one in all this time that they said that they got it at 3:00 in the morning. It was a bear.
Mm-hmm.
And they called it in as a nuisance bear. When they were told that they needed to skin it and all that so it could cool, well, when we got it at about 5:00 the next day, they had not done that. So
that's ruined.
A waste of one animal.
Yeah, and that's definitely not what anybody wants. No, that's definitely not what anybody wants, honestly, because everybody should be a good outdoorsman or outdoorswoman and take care of their animals and show respect to them. And the whole thing is, if people are out hunting, it shouldn't be for waste or just for horns. It should be for the meat, and that the horns are just a
bonus.
You know, a bonus.
Amen.
A blessing. That's truly how I feel, but I could go on about ethics and morals and values with that subject for a while. But I would hope that people would have them and they'd have the right heart if they are donating it to your program and to veterans, that they would take care of it and drop it off in pristine condition.
And another thing is, with Dave's number out there, which Dave is 541-554-6425, he's always welcoming help when it comes after we quarter the animal and put them in the freezer, when it comes time to cut the animal up or package the animal, or you've never even done it. You don't have to be a veteran to volunteer, so you can give Dave a call and let him know that you would love to help package the meat and donate the meat if you have the time.
Or maybe some of the supplies. If there's somebody out there that's listening and is really, you know, touched by the program and they wanted to donate some supplies of that, you know, to reach out to you as well, because none of that's cheap as well.
No, it's not. And most of my supplies come out of my pocket, and I'm lucky my wife supports this program as much as I do.
That's amazing.
Good woman.
Yeah, good woman. Keep that
Dana
one
even supports it. He's got pink tennis shoes for it.
They were white.
Well, unfortunately, but blood is blood.
Yep, we had a elk delivered via helicopter one time, and Dana helped out with that elk and turned his brand new shoes pink.
Oh, no. Well, we're going to take our last break. It's almost over. It just went so fast, you guys. So we'll be back in just a moment. Shannon Sebastian, sponsored by Premier Insurance, on your Q. News Ready, 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Your Q, where we're celebrating, uplifting, and educating Douglas County, and today with three amazing veterans. So I was looking so forward to this show for so long, you guys. I just have to tell you, because getting to spend time with you guys with the 4th of July parade, I had never even met Chris, and he stepped up and helped sponsor, and I'm like, okay, just forewarning you, the first time I meet you, I'm probably just going to run up and hug you. So that's just who I am.
It's true.
It happened. I can't help it. But thank you guys for taking time out of your special day to be here with me and to spread the word about the wonderful programs that you are still continuing to do. And so I just want to, in our last few minutes, get some quick things that we kind of might have missed a little bit here. And so, Chris, I'm going to start with you on about your work day, I guess I'll
so
call
we have
it.
A day of service coming up 20th of November. We're going to be out there at 8 o'clock in the morning. People are interested in helping. We're going to be bucking wood, splitting wood, and delivering wood.
And where is that located, or where call
give,
you
yeah give me a call if you're okay. interested in coming out and volunteering. Give me a call, 541-802-6061. And basically bring some work gloves. Be prepared to work. It's Oregon. It'll probably be raining. We're going to work rain or shine. But we've got a lot of vets that are needing firewood. And so this wood's going to go directly to them. So if you've got a truck and trailer and you want to just deliver wood, if you've got a truck and trailer and you can't physically work but want to drive, we can get volunteers to follow you and go deliver wood to different routes. So give us a call, 541-802-6061.
Perfect.
And this is Dave. I do deliver meat to individuals that cannot get out to get down to the VFW here to pick it up. I will deliver meat to those folks, and just give me a call, 541-554-6425, if you're in need and cannot get out to go pick it up.
And real quick, we got all the holidays coming up, all the good ones, Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up. Dollar Tree is one of the best sponsors for donating a toy drive that the VFW puts on. The post at VFW in Roseburg at 1127 Walnut Street. Not sure, you'd probably have to kind of check bases, but they will be giving out toys to veterans and active military, and that means National Guard also, the Charlie Company. And we want to thank Charlie Company in the past for opening up their auditorium and giving out toys in the past. But it has been moved. The toy drive will happen again this year, and it will happen within a week or two before Christmas. Anybody has children, small ones out there that needs help, please come out. It's a good thing. You're going to have tables set up with all kinds of toys. You just go down through the tables and pick out what you want and what you need for Christmas. So that also will happen this year at the VFW Post in Roseburg.
Danny, you guys do a really good job on that toy giveaway every year. I know you guys have it organized by age group, and there's tons of toys.
Yeah.
So I hope people take advantage of that.
Well, Douglas County.
Right, we always do.
We love Douglas County.
Absolutely. I this is probably one of the first shows I hadn't just been like, woo, woo, about Douglas County, because I am every single time, because I do think we are the greatest. And so maybe later get me that date, exact date, and then I'll broadcast it back out or have you guys back on and
absolutely.
And get the word out about that.
Sure.
So, passionate about our kids, again, families and service, everybody sacrifices, so... taking care of the families and the children and doing something special for them is certainly an honor as well. So whatever we can do, happy to help and happy to get the word out.
And I'd like to also thank a couple of places that have helped us, either by hanging meat or helping cut and package, and that'd be Nickabob's, and also Bart out there at B&D Meat. They are both been very good to us the entire time that we have been doing this program. So,
and I think that that is, again, just in a testament to Douglas County, and we show up for our own, we show up for our veterans, and so thank you to all those companies mentioned today that are pitching in one way or another for your special projects. And again, happy Veterans Day, the three of you, and
thank you for being here.
And Dana, thank you for your kids.
Absolutely.
And for their service, and to my friend Catherine and Robert and their three kids. I'm just going to say hoorah for them, because he would love that. I probably didn't do it like vim and vigor enough for him. But anyway, I just thank you to all the special armed forces people who have served out there. Today's your day. Hopefully you are shown gratitude and grace every day, because you sure deserve it. Thank you for our freedoms, and thank you for making America great and a wonderful place to be. So. Thank you guys again. And
it's an honor to be on your show today. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad. And I just can't wait to see these flourish even more. That probably means a lot of work for you, Chris, and for you, Dave. But we'll get that out there and into the world. And I'm sure your organizations will be blessed, because I really do feel that's how Douglas County works. So thank you again, everybody, and that showed up for the Veterans Day Parade. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Looks like the weather stayed off for us a little bit there, so that was a blessing as well. So next week, we will be back here from 4 to 5. This is Shannon Sebastian with Your Cue. Have a wonderful Veterans Day, Douglas County. Talk to you next week.